Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him, and falling at his feet, paid homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, "Get up. I myself am also a human being." Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him." While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the word. The circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they could hear them speaking in tongues and glorifying God. Then Peter responded, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit even as we have?" He ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Verbum Domini. Reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. Verbum Domini.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii Secundum Ioannem.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you: love one another." Verbum Domini. We have some very beautiful words from St. John here, who says, "In this way, God has revealed his love to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him." Jesus Christ coming into the world is the visible presence of the Father. And Jesus brings us all love. Yes, the law came through Moses. Grace and truth comes through Jesus Christ. And this is his love. And Jesus expresses this love to all of us today. He says, "I love you as the Father loves me. I love you." And this is something we all need to know. We can know it in our mind, but we didn't need to know it in here, that we are loved by God. And see, in this day, you know, there is all types of definitions of what love is and what love should be. But if we look deeply and closely, we see the love of Jesus, and he shows us what true love is. He says right here, "There is no greater love for one than who lays down his life for my friends, for their friends." And Jesus calls us his friends. At the same time, Jesus, who's giving us this love, calls us to love in the same way. He says, "Remain in my love," meaning that we are to let ourselves be consumed by his love and everything about his love he communicates, he gives to us. And this is how we are to abide by his commandments, by remaining in his love. First, we see how he loves us. And this is visible by us just by our presence here. Watching, are you listening? We exist. That is God's love right there, keeping us alive, giving us another chance, another opportunity to draw closer to him. This is his love here. If he stopped loving us, we just disappear, go out of existence. But he loves us. Remember those words Jesus says in the gospel. He says, God loves the just and the unjust. He lets the sun rises on those who are good and those who are not so good. It's God's way of saying, here I am, loving you, calling all of us to himself. He gives us a chance, an opportunity. This is love here. The life we have, love, his love in action. So that's how it first starts. St. Francis used to marvel at this, about how much God loved him. He had life. He went outside. Wow, look at God loving me, giving me all of creation, all of nature for my benefit, so that I can live, so that I can have fresh air, the sun shining on me, so that, you know, I can really have life. You know, food in the trees and in the gardens and, you know, the animals, you know, rejoicing so much. That this is God's love here. And then, you know, God gives us so much that he gives us his word. He gives us his own presence, his own self here in the Holy Eucharist, the sacraments, all of the sacraments. This is love. And this is an encounter with God's love. So God is constantly pouring love out to us. And that's what we got to know and we got to meditate on, is this love being poured out to us. And Jesus, in giving this command to love, he's telling the disciples in this gospel passage the night before he is to be put to death. You know, this is the day before he will suffer his passion and his crucifixion. And Jesus is giving this command. Now Jesus is about to live that the next day. See, Jesus is not just his words, but we will see this in his actions as he suffers and dies for love of us, and then he's raised from the dead. So here, Jesus, yes, he's calling us, he's giving us this command, but he first makes a way for us to live this command by showering us with his love. This Holy Thursday, which here he institutes the new covenant priesthood, the Holy Eucharist, assures us of the coming of the Holy Spirit that will dwell within us. You know, his own presence, that we would become a temple of the Holy Spirit. He's telling us how we are going to live this love that he will show for us in his crucifixion. He's giving it all to each and every one of us. And then he goes a step further that, as yes, we have all this love, but then he calls us deeper into an intimate friendship with him. See, in these days, in the days of Jesus, you had different types of governments. You know, monarchies, you know, emperors, imperialism, all that. You know, and then, you know, you had the Roman Empire, you know, and then the kings and things of the Middle East. There was, of course, a hierarchy. You know, and the lowest person in the hierarchy was the slaves. But yet, like even the slaves, you know, some of them thought themselves privileged to be a part of a kingdom or a certain nation. No, and then, like, it went up further. Okay, then, of course, you know, then you have the king's military officials and his advisors and things like that. But the ones who were most trusted by the king were called his friends. Again, this is true of the Roman Empire. This is true of the kings of the Middle East. They were called their friends. And Jesus, who's now speaking with his disciples intimately, saying, I no longer call you slaves. Slaves don't know what the master is doing. I'm calling you my friends. I'm telling you everything I am doing. No, this, what do you think that how this made the disciples feel? That, wow, we're your intimate companions. There is a relationship here. And that's what Jesus calls us to. We are called his friends, his very own, his trusted companions. Remember, he gives himself to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. His own power. This is grace here. This is his own divine life and divine love. Remember, we have this share in the priestly, prophetic, and kingly office of Jesus. This is power he has given to us. He's entrusted to us. This is our true inheritance. This is what it means to have riches. God loves us so much that he becomes poor so that we can become rich with his power, with his glory. All grace here. And all done in love. So here is God's love all around us, within us, surrounding us. How are we responding to this love? Does this humble us here? Does this want us to love God more, knowing how much he loves us? Should burn a fire within us so that now we do all things not just for ourselves or for anything else or for whatever else, but we do all things for love of God, love of Jesus Christ. See, this is what drives the saints, is to do all things for love of the Lord, because they know his love coming here. So they respond in love. Remember, as the Catechism teaches us, that God created us to know, love, and serve him. But in knowing, what are we knowing here? We're knowing love first. We're knowing these truths, but these truths are given to us in love, truths of the moral life. He gave it to me in love. And in knowing this love, then to love God, and then to serve him. You know, so this is what we're called to do. Know, love, and serve the Lord. Here's this love being poured out to you. Respond in love, knowing that God, who has first loved us, has given us all things. And the best way to show the love in return, as he says, to keep his commandments and to love him with all our heart, soul, and strength, and with his help, to love our neighbor as ourselves. God bless you all.